He's got something for you. We rob and destroy. If it hasn't been for you, we would have been killed long time ago. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Your Majesty, the King of all kings, the Mighty One that's a lot of peace in the world. To your name we bow this morning. Your name is mighty. Your name is mighty. At the sound of your name, the ocean rolls. At the sound of your name, the earthquake. At the sound of your name, the kingdom of darkness comes to a halt. At the sound of your name, sickness runs. At the sound of your name, the dead comes alive. At the sound of your name, the grave was shaken. At the sound of your name, the hell was afraid. At the sound of your name, the chains fall. At the sound of your name, the shackles melt down. At the sound of your name, the mighty men of this earth shake to their core, to the core of their life, of their being. Oh, mighty God, your name is mighty. Your name is mighty. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the mighty one in battle. You are the one strong and mighty. To you we bow this morning. To you we worship, Mashiach. We say, holy, holy, holy. To you, oh Heavenly Father, we worship you. We bow to you. You are God. You are consuming fire. You are my God. Fly our wings. your word. We tread our ground at your word. We stand still at your word. We say holy. Ya ba 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 saka ya ba 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 ba. Mighty, 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 mighty God. What is the word? Hallelujah. Lamba sakala ya makabara da bazika ba 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 ba. Mado berale o Yesu ben come hatala ya ba 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 ba. Danga sakala ya ba 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 bazika ya ba sakala ya ba ba ba. Heba katala ya mama sukatala ya la 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 ba ba sikala ya la ba ba. Rebebebebe sheke reba karabata. Masa bala ya bala ya bala ya bala ya bala. Rekande lamba zunturu ya mama bala 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 bala. Arre kata ya mama bala bala. Abe madana ma.
Mercy and grace.
because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the fire on the altar, I will not be the same. Oh, my Shikaya, mama. Oh, Israel says, Lord, let me go. Oh, I will not let you go, Lord, don't let me go. Unless you bless me. Like this morning we say, unless you revive us. We say, unless you transform us. Unless you work in our spirit. Unless you awake each and every one of us. Unless we experience awakening. Unless we experience a revival. Unless we experience a resurrection. Unless we experience, because revival is with you. Revival is with you. Let your fire fall here, and we will be awakened. Let your fire fall here, and the dead will come back to life. That the Lazarus will come out. That the grave will be broken. That those who have been held in the grave will come out. Will walk out free this morning. That those that are bound will be loose this morning. That the pillars and the bones sitting in the prison this morning will walk out free. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remember we are your people. Remember you said we are your sons and daughters. Remember you said you are our father. Remember you said you know how to give good gifts to your children. Remember we come to you with your word today. Father, we stand in the court of God who are heaven, that we will receive from our heavenly Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remember the prayers of Jesus, the intercession that he's making for us. Father, we come with our own mind. We come with our own heart. We come with our own spirit. We lift everything unto you. We are desperate for revival and for resurrection. We are desperate for awakening. We are desperate for transformation. We are desperate. Oh, Father, we come. Because we know there must be more than this. It must be more than this. There's always more in you, Father. Always more with you. Always.
I'm just going to ask if we can just stand in the presence of the Lord. Just stand, let's just begin to worship the Lord. Let's get in tune. The reign of God is in the house. The presence of the Lord is raining on us this morning. Let's just get in tune. Let's just get saturated with his presence this morning. Come on and begin to worship the Lord. Come on. I know this is a house full of spirit-filled folks. Woo! Come on. Let's just lift our holy hands before the Lord. Let's lift our voice before the Lord. Let's transcend how we're feeling. Let's transcend about the cares and the worries on our minds. But come on, let's transcend. Somebody cry out to Jesus this morning. Come on, there's revival in the house. The Lord wants to have that revival. Somebody open up your mouth and cry out this morning. Somebody call on the name of the Lord this morning and watch him answer you. Come on, open up your mouth and begin to call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Call for revival in your life.
The fire of revival is in the house. 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 Jesus.
We're calling on Jesus.
Jesus.
Calling on Jesus. Yeah, we know that. Keep on calling on the name of the Lord. Keep on.
Jesus.
Come on, let's keep lifting our voice
Jesus.
Before him. Come on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. How bad do you need him to remove things out of your life? How bad do you need him to send the fire? How bad do you need him to lift the burden? How bad? Come on, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we worship you on this day.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your holy and your precious name. Father, we thank you for accepting us as we are. Because we cannot transform ourselves. Therefore, you brought each and every one of us in to be transformed by you. And Lord, we thank you for the work you have done on us. We thank you for what you continue to do. And we thank you what lay ahead of us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for example just this. To be in the upper chamber with you. To experience you. Lord, we thank you. As we are living in this last day and seeking the fire of revival. A great awakening.
Amen.
Lord, we know you will not hold from us.
That's right.
Our request.
That's right.
You will not keep from us.
Yes.
Your oil for this revival.
Amen.
You will not hold the fire from us.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus,
let
today be a day of great awakening for someone.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Let today be a day of revival for someone.
Oh, yes.
Let today be a day of final restoration for somebody.
Yes.
Let today be a day. God, we will remember.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, let today be a day of handouts.
Yes.
We thank you and we bless
you.
Holy Spirit, give us understanding of the wisdom of God. As we go into you, lead us,
Holy Ghost,
direct our path and our understanding.
Amen.
God, we will come out with knowledge and wisdom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Lord, we've come. We don't want to leave the same.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we pray in the sense, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must please have a seat in the blood.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a day.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. We will continue seeking the Lord for revival, for a great awakening. Because we are living in the time and in the days where the final battle, hallelujah, will be taking place.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And with what are we going to fight? How are we going to fight? Hallelujah. All this will depend on having a proper understanding of the Word of God. We have been praying for revival.
Yes.
We have been calling names. We have been calling for God to raise our people that are dead in faith.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We have been calling and asking the Lord to bring out of spiritual coma our brothers and sisters that are in coma, spiritually speaking.
Amen.
We've been praying for our brothers and sisters that have been killed because of their faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Those in Syria, those in Afghanistan, those in Egypt, those in Libya, Nigeria, Sudan, and around the world, those that have been in jail for because of their faith in Jesus. We've been praying.
Oh, yes.
We are seeking God for revival.
Yes.
If those little children can say, we will not confess Muhammad.
Oh, hallelujah.
But Jesus, we know he loves us.
Oh, yes.
And he's always with us. And they say, if you don't confess Muhammad, we're going to kill you. They say, we know Jesus is always with us. Mm-hmm. And they were all killed because of their faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the last days.
Oh, yes.
And if you are here Friday, I came from the book of Revelation, the sixth chapter. The Bible says God put the soul of those people under the altar.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
As of right now, God is not going to do much about it.
Uh-huh.
Because remember the scripture? The first seal will have to be opened.
Uh-huh.
The second seal will have to be opened. The third will have to be opened.
Uh-huh.
The fourth will have to be opened. And the fifth, that's where God's attention will turn to the people that are being killed because of their faith.
Uh-huh.
But as of right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a work to do.
Yes.
That is to pray.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple of weeks ago, or last week, well, not too long ago, I talked about the fire, the revival, for revival. Hallelujah. There's nowhere in the scriptures where you will find a revival without fire.
Right.
Israel was living in sin. They were spiritually dead. For revival to start, Elijah made a sacrifice and called the fire, and the fire came down and struck the land. And all of a sudden, revival started in Israel. Revival, we haven't seen it till again. Jesus told them, wait for the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do much on their own. But the day the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost fire, struck that building, hallelujah, they were able to get out and begin to do things. A revival started. 3,000 people got saved by the first preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We are seeking revival. We are seeking God for great awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So today I'm going to talk about the oil, the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Many believers confuse the gift and the anointing.
Yeah.
These are two different things. Okay, I'm going to take you into the Word of God, and we're going to take a look at first the book of Acts, chapter 10, and we'll look at verse 38. And by the time you leave this place, whatever the oil is for, or the anointing is for, you'll be able to tell. Because in this day we live in, the anointing or the gift is much more, or is more also for a show and self-gain.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we finish today, we'll be able to tell why the anointing is for. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 10. Are you there? Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
All right, from there let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. Isaiah, chapter 61, we're looking at the first verse. Are you there?
Amen.
It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the prophet speaking, but he was prophesying when he was speaking these words. Because he was talking about himself. He was talking about Jesus to come.
Yes.
He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He said, the Lord has anointed me. Anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and in addition to the Spirit was upon him, God anointed him to preach the good tidings. Isaiah 61, verse 1. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back to this verse later. As of right now, let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 30. Exodus 30. Verse 23, 24, and 25. All right. First, in the book of Acts, the Bible says how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Okay? And we went to Isaiah 61, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and God has anointed him. Okay? Now, here we're going to see what the anointing was made up of. What was in the anointing? Back in those days, there was oil that is poured on kings and prophets when they are anointed. And that oil, there was something in the oil. So whatever the ingredients are, we're going to find out. So I did Exodus 30, verse 23. Take thou also unto the principal spies of pure myrrh 500 shekels. So the first thing we see in the oil, or in the anointed oil here, is myrrh. And the second one is the end of sweet cinnamon, cinnamon in the second. Even unto 550 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels. That's the third one, calamus. And we go down to verse 24. And of cassia 500. That is the fourth one. And he said, after the shekels of the sanctuary and of oil, olive oil and honey. So the oil, what was in it? What made the oil? When we talk about God has anointed me, what is in the anointing? First of all, we need to understand what the anointing is made up of. Amen? If we know whatever is in the oil that God poured upon us, because today we don't really do it naturally to say, okay, God anointed you today to be a prophet, therefore I pour oil on you. God anointed you in the spirit. Yeah. You can be in the prayer and the anointing will come upon you at that moment. You can be anywhere doing something, and all of a sudden the Lord can release the anointing upon you. So there's no appointed place today per se for God to anoint you. He can do it anywhere. He can do it in the church, he can do it outside the church.
Amen.
So the anointing, what is the anointing made up of? The first thing is that the presence of God. The anointing is a mixture of ingredients. So the spiritual anointing that is being poured on us today, the first thing in it is the presence of God.
Amen.
The presence of God. When the presence of God is with you, you can very much do anything he says you can do. Amen. So we have the presence of God in the anointing. We have the favor of God. The favor of God. That's why we can do things that we can really do otherwise. If you can lay hands on somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed and the person here, it's not because of anything, because of favor. Because you have not been qualified.
Amen.
There's nothing you have done that you can sit and I say, okay, because I've done this or because I've done that, therefore I must be able to heal somebody. No, not really. It's the favor of God. So that's why when you pray nothing happens, don't get mad about it. Because why? The favor is not the same as far as the Christian or the children of God goes. No, your measure of favor is different of her measure of favor. So that's why somebody can prophesy beyond the mountain. Somebody can only prophesy to the valley. Somebody can only prophesy about this class over here. And somebody can prophesy about heaven. So therefore, don't envy anybody.
Amen.
Because if you envy that person, you envy the oil of that person's life.
Amen.
And there's nothing you can do about it. So stop envying people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The presence of God, the favor of God, the grace of God is also found in the anointing. Are you there?
Amen.
The grace of God. Favor is more also like a currency within the kingdom. Okay? You go somewhere to buy something and you don't have enough money for it, and the person says, just take it. Now you take that thing, you walk out of there, it's like you pay for it. But without money. What have you used to pay for it? Favor.
Okay. All right.
Favor. The grace of God, we don't deserve to receive the oil, but yet the oil has been poured on us. We have been placed in a place we shouldn't be. Because we are not good enough to stand in the presence of God. That's one thing.
Amen.
But to be brought to that place, we have been offered something that we shouldn't be offered. In the anointing, you have the presence of God, the favor of God, the grace of God. You have the mercy of God.
Amen.
The mercy of God.
Yes.
For you to become an ark of a covenant and carry the presence of God is because of the mercy of God. God said, no man will see him and live.
Yes.
And yet, you carry him. Think about it. You are now just looking at him from afar, but you become an ark in which he's dwelling. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God.
Amen.
You can't put it in other way. just put it this way. He said, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Go down to verse 12. He said, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we beheld his glory.
Yes.
He's talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Now Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you unto the end of time. So, who is with us unto the end of time? He's here. The Holy Spirit. So you can say Jesus. The answer is right. You can say God. The answer is right. This is the kind of my marriage that does not make sense. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. Yeah, that's the way it is. So now you carry God. You know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you are the kind of horse that carries the king. You are not any kind of horse. The king's horse are kept in a different place. Because where? They must be well taken care of. They must be spotless. They must be clean. Do they poop? Yes. Because they have to eat. They poop. That's like how the horse kept on the back of the building. But they all eat. They all poop. But the only difference here is that the one the king is going to ride upon must be spotless. He must be clean. He must be ready to go anytime. Because you don't know what the king says. In my house, I'm going. Hallelujah. So we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the ark of the covenant. We carry God. So we have the presence of God, the favor of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, and the fifth is the face. When you are anointed, your face must be mixed with that oil. For the oil to be complete. People are anointed and they are sitting there and doing nothing. Because what? Are you going to say the grace and the mercy? No. When God anoints you, the grace and the mercy and the presence, everything is in there. Now, the only thing that you have to add to it for the mission to be ready to go is your faith. Now, when you look at the scripture that we read from Exodus 30, there were 5 ingredients that made up the oil. When you look at what I give you here, we have 5 ingredients that make the oil. 5 ingredients. 5 is the number of what?
Grace.
In the midst of glory, it doesn't matter how highly you are anointed, the grace is what puts you together. The grace is like the bone that holds you up. If your bone are sucked out of you, your muscle will not be good enough to hold the weight of your body. Meaning, if the grace of God is sucked out of you, it doesn't matter how highly anointed you are. You will be down, flat on the ground, because there will be nothing to hold your weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So do you see the similarity? The oil used in the Old Testament has 5 ingredients in it. Now, I'm not going about it. I'm going to tell you about those ingredients also. Those 5 ingredients go into the Spirit. It's what we have here as the presence, the grace, the mercy, the those 5 things. Amen? Amen. Now, what are these 5 things for? When those 5 things are put together and we have the anointing oil, what is the anointing oil for? Jesus said, God has anointed me. Hallelujah. God has anointed me. To do what? He said to preach. That's what he said. But what do you say? God has anointed me to preach. That's what he said. Now what do you say? God has anointed you to what? To occupy the chair. He hasn't anointed anybody to occupy the chair.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You need to know the reason why you have been anointed. You are not just anointed because God just loves you and therefore. No, God, he anoints. He has a job for them.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I move on to that, let me tell you something about those 5 ingredients in the Old Testament. The pumer, the sweet cinnamon, sweet calamus, cassia, olive oil.
There's one thing about all those five ingredients. All those five ingredients are for the healing of the body. All of them. I cannot stand here and give you the list because I look at the list and say, this is too much. I'm not going to go into it because there's too much of what it can do. Olive oil, women's hair, knitting, is being used in beauty, lotion, all kind of stuff, conditioner, shampoo, the list goes on and on. It's used to purify the body. I have a brother that would drink a quarter of a liter of and he would flush everything out.
Hallelujah.
Olive oil is used in cooking. It has a lot of medicinal benefits. The same thing for cassia, the same thing for myrrh, the same thing for cinnamon, sweet cinnamon. The same thing for sweet gums. They all have healing benefits. If you have time, take a look at them and see what they are used for. And in fact, there's a website called drugs.com. Drugs.com refers to sweet calamus as a wonder drug. Because the benefit, health benefit of it is beyond imagination. So they just give it a new name, wonder drug. So somebody somehow is calling the ingredient that you're anointing is made up of wonder drug. Jesus. The anointing is a wonder drug. That's why we can still say in the name of Jesus, be healed. And healing can happen. It's a wonder drug.
Hallelujah.
That's why we can stay here and we pray our lives. God is man. And we can see people appearing. Because what?
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we can stay here and pray. And the child will say, somebody came into the room and touched my throat, and all of a sudden, my throat was healed. A child, not an adult to lie, but a child. Because it's a wonder drug. Now, let's go down. Are we still in the Exodus 30? Yes, yes. God says something very interesting.
Verse 25.
He said, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointments. Keep paying attention to me. Exodus 30, 25. An ointment compound after the art of the apothecaries. And you know what that is? That's a drug, isn't it? And when I saw that, something jumped within me because I used to make medicine using plants. There's something very interesting. I could just remember those days. To pick up the ingredients for medicine using plants, there are a certain time to pick up a certain plant. You don't just go and cut it because you need it. Because if you cut them at night, the plant is sleeping. Daytime, the sunlight wake up the plants.
Yeah.
Nighttime, some flowers go to sleep, they close.
Yeah.
When the sun come up, they open.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. That tells you something is happening inside the plants.
Yeah.
That tells you something is happening inside the plants when sun come up. When sun goes down, the flower
close.
There are some other plants, when you touch them, the plants will open. Hallelujah. And if you stand and look at it for some good time, what will happen is that the flower will close back and go back to sleep.
Yes.
So there is something about knowing when to pick up ingredients for your medicine.
Yes.
I learned from some of the oldest in that business when to pick up a certain plant. The reason behind it is that when the plant is sleeping, the ingredient inside the plant is also sleeping. And they are not effective when you pick them up at that time. To cut the plant at that time, before you cut it, what you do is that you wet the plant up. And then cut it. But here, God is, what am I saying all this? I'm not just saying this because God said it must be done according to the art of the druggies.
Yes.
So the druggies have a way of doing this, putting this compound together. And God said the anointing oil must be done according to their way of doing it. Because what? The oil is for a reason. If you don't do the thing appropriately, the oil will not work.
Yes.
So therefore, for the medicine to be effective, you cut the leaf at the appropriate time. You cut the root at the appropriate time.
Yes.
And when you cut it sometimes, we don't use them right away. Because we have to leave it under the sun. For what? For the seed inside the plant to be converted into a little alcohol. Inside, fermentation to take place inside the plant. Which provoke better medicine ingredient to be active. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So according to the art of the drugs. And I said the reason behind is because for the medicine to be effective, if you don't follow through according to the art of the drugs, the medicine, the end product will not be effective.
Yes.
And why are you making the drug? For the healing of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Amen.
Now let me take you back to where you were. Now, the anointing oil, Jesus put it this way. Let's go back to that verse in Isaiah. And I'll show you something very interesting. I was talking about earlier, Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He said preach. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. To bind up the broken. Who are you binding broken? Somebody that is sick somehow. Whether emotionally or spiritually, speaking all of
them.
Somebody. You bind the heart of somebody that is.
Yeah.
Are you there? Mm-hmm. To proclaim liberty to the captive. A captive is not somebody that is free. It's not somebody that is happy. Something is wrong when you are a captive.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Amen.
That person needs what? The compound.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The people that are bound are emotionally sick.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes. Oh my God, the oil of joy for mourning, hey, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. So you to become a tree of righteousness, you must experience the compound we're talking about.
Yes.
For you to become healed. For you to become free,
yes.
For you to experience this restoration we're talking about, you must come in contact with the compound. Now, for the compound to be effective, it must be picked up at the right time. For that medicine to work,
yes.
It must be picked up at the right time.
Yes.
When the compound is put together according to the art of the druggies, ladies and gentlemen, nations will be healed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah.
Nations will be healed.
Mm-hmm.
The oil, the anointing is for the healing of the people. It's for the healing of the nation. Today we know how to put it on TV and make a show. Yes. We know how to use it to become popular and make money. If there will be anybody, that would be the richest man on earth using the anointing, I think it should be Jesus.
Alright?
Because he said, not only God anointed him with the spirit, but also with the oil.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started giving us the list of the things that he was going to do with the oil upon his life. How he was so anointed, highly anointed, and yet he had no place to sleep.
Amen.
That just didn't make much sense to me. Because in today's society, if you're highly anointed, you must be trying to land. Hallelujah. Then if it's without repentance,
right.
You may not repent, but you can still grow in your gift. Your gift doesn't necessarily need the anointing in order to work. The apostles were not yet anointed. They went out and they came back to Jesus and said, demons obey us. Hey, they were showing him the muscle. Jesus said, no. Don't rejoice because demons listen to you or obey you. Rejoice because your name is written.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that's it. They were not anointed. They were operating in the gift. Okay? They were operating in their gift. Now, after the Holy Spirit came, hey, now come the oil. The oil was put upon them. When they went out, now we begin to see the things that they couldn't do before. Now, the anointing will help your gift to go higher. Okay? That's why they were able, after they were anointed, when they get out, they get become more effective.
Yes.
A lot of people are functioning today with the gift without their own anointing. The worst thing that can happen to you is that the anointing is withheld from you. Because the presence of God is no longer going with you. When God said to the children of Israel, my presence will not go with you, Moses said, we cannot move because Moses understands the need of oil. They can still flow in the gifts because the promise was made to their forefathers. Therefore, whatever God gives you is the gift. The promise that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was a gift to the children of Israel. They can still be doing things with the clear people, but yet the presence of God is held from them. So Moses said, no, God, don't let us move. We will be here until your presence is restored. And God saw Moses. He understood where Moses was exactly coming from. Because Moses was the only one flowing in the oil.
Amen.
At that time.
Amen. Amen.
He was the only one that went to the mountain. He was the only one that saw the burning bush. He was the only one. God said throughout the scripture, you will be as God unto Aaron. Nobody else God has ever said that to, not even Jesus. So that's why Moses is one of the kind of a prophet throughout the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding. Don't just run after the gifts. The oil is far better than the gifts. The oil has life in it.
Whoa.
Because the presence of God is in it. The oil is the one that brings the healing. Because what? It's a drug, it's a compound that is put together for the healing of the people, for the healing of the nation, for the healing of the world. The oil is for the kingdom.
Alright.
It's for the kingdom. It's for the work of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
The oil is not for a personal gain. Jesus, when you go through the book of Isaiah 51, you will see no way he mentioned himself for anything. When he was talking, he said he was anointed, spirit of the Lord is upon him, and he started mentioning stuff. He said what? Started with verse, but he's still in verse 1. He said to preach the gospel unto them. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. He said, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that wound. He's doing all this without a price. Without having a simple mind. He said to appoint unto them the morning Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build the old way. The list goes on. He never threw himself into it somehow. When the oil is poured upon you, ladies and gentlemen, it's for you to go and do something.
Amen. Amen.
For the kingdom, for the Lord, for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, the country is free. Country is setting free. What is it in there for God per se? No, the person that is set free, that person is the one receiving something.
Yeah. Yes.
But he said again that you plant the Lord. In the verse 3, he said, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. To have the Lord planted in the land. When you plant the Lord in the land, what happens? People pass by, they see that tree. It's like a tree at that point. Everybody that passes by will see it. If there is a fruit, they will take a fruit and eat. They will use the leaves for healing. They will use the roots for healing. The bark for healing. They will use the plant, the shade. When the heat of hell is high. When the roaring lion is coming, they will climb the tree to escape.
Hallelujah.
So the oil, the anointing, is for the healing of the nations. Do we have need? Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
But the oil is not for satisfaction of our needs. That's why we forget everything. That's why we get confused. The very moment where you think the oil is for the satisfaction of your personal needs, then you mess it up. You mess up everything. That's why church people need to stop talking about me. When we understand this principle, our marriage will survive. In a marriage, stop talking about me. It's not about you. It's we.
Do you want that
being good? The anointing is different from the gift. The gift, you can still operate in it, even though the anointing is withheld from you. So if you think they are the same thing, you will continue operating in the gift. And at the end, God will say, I don't know you.
That's right.
And you'll be like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
You were ignorant all this time. That the presence of God was withheld from you. That His grace was withheld from you. That His mercy was withheld from you.
My God.
Do we understand that?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. The gift is effective when you have the oil with you. When the oil is with you. When you are anointed. Your gift becomes effective. The apostle became effective after they were anointed by the Holy Spirit. Before that, they were not effective. That's why they cast lot. Because if anybody is anointed, that person has no reason casting lot.
Cast a lot. Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
And they cast lot. Okay, God was looking at them. And they pick up Matthias to replace Judas Iscariot. After when Judas Iscariot, Matthias was nowhere to be found. His name was good, yeah. He was the man of God, yeah, but he was not the one God intended to replace Judas Iscariot. God has somebody else in mind, Paul. Yes, Paul has much greater faith than all of the 12. When the apostle of the church speak, they said, oh, we talk because of what we have seen, we have beheld His glory, we touch Him, and all these things. They talk about the personal experience they have with Jesus. Paul didn't have that to say per se. But his faith was far greater than that of the 12. Jesus prayed ahead of time and said, blessed are those who haven't seen but yet believe. Paul believed the word of the 12. Okay? The gospel that he believed came out of the disciples. That's what Paul believed. He believed the word that came from the 12. Even though he saw the vision of Jesus and all that, but he didn't have any physical experience with Jesus like the other 12 did. But yet his faith was far beyond. That's why God used him mightily. Hallelujah. The gifts and the oil are not the same thing. They are two different things. But when put together, it works perfect. That's why I say, don't be fooled. people can still pray, healing can still be happening. But yes, the oil is refilled from them because they are operating in the gift. Gift, what is gift? It's something that's given to you freely. If I say, I give you this pen, that doesn't mean you're going to pay me back for the pen. It's because I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God gives. And God doesn't have a string attached to the gift.
Amen.
But the anointing is not, that's not the case. Because when you start going out of the ways of God, God cannot withstand unholiness and unrighteousness. His presence will have to be with him.
That's right.
It will have to.
Amen.
That's why in the wilderness he said, my presence will not go with you. Because what? He will end up consuming them. So because he doesn't want to consume them, he said, my presence will not go with you. Because what? There's too much mess going on in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing and the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
The very presence of God. The favor, the grace, the mercy of God. And our faith, ladies and gentlemen, that oil is for the healing of the nations.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying for revival. We are praying for great awakening.
Amen.
We are praying for the nations. We are praying for the kingdom. For our people that have been killed every day because of their faith. Those and justly thrown in jail because they believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying. I said to you, we may not see any answer to our prayers until we get to heaven.
Amen.
Then we will really know what impact those prayers have made. Proverbs 18, verse 15. And then we will be closing there. Proverbs 18.
Oh, Proverbs, okay.
Yes, Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, verse 16. He said, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Is that true? Oh, yes. Is that true? Oh, yes. Because of the gift and the time in which Billy Graham lived, he was able to have access to the White House multiple times. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because of the gift and the oil of his life. Your gift can take you to different places without the need of the oil yourself. The gift alone can take you before great men around the globe. And because of the gift, you can use that and make money without the need for the oil. Because the oil is to satisfy the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
When the will of God is not being satisfied, that's when you are not effective. But you become effective when the will of God is being carried out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Amen.
When the will of God is being carried out, you can see somebody pray and thousands of people are getting healed at one time. That doesn't mean he's satisfying the will of God per se. He can just be operating in the gifts. You can see someone praying and only one person get healed. And yet, the will of God is satisfied.
Annoying. Amen.
So, what you see happening with your physical eye does not detect that person is fulfilling the will of God. In order to know if someone is fulfilling the will of God, you have to get into the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see it with your physical eye. Because the oil is not physical. It's spiritual. Therefore, to be able to see what the oil is doing, your eyes of the spirit must be open to see them. That's why the Bible says, test the spirit. Because the gift, you don't need to test it. You just open your eyes and you see the gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to know what the anointing is really doing, you have to test it. You have to go into the spirit. Use your spiritual eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. 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 So are you anointed? If you say yes.
Amen.
For what? What are you anointed for? What are you anointed for? Are you doing it? Are you fulfilling it? That is the portion that every one of us will have to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
There's no math answer.
Amen.
It's at an individual level. Think about it. If you are not satisfying the will of God through the anointing, you are only operating in the gifts. Just know that you may not make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has given gifts unto man.
Yes.
Some people have the gift before even coming in contact with Christ. You see how that happened? Yes. You have to draw the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, don't be fooled with the gifts.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank you and we praise you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the oil.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are in need and we are seeking you for the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to be effective,
yes, Lord,
to your satisfaction.
Yes, Lord.
We want in these last days,
yes, Lord,
to be effective with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, to reach them that are dying without the knowledge of Jesus.
Amen.
To be able to extend our hand of salvation to them that are still in darkness. To extend light of Jesus Christ to those that dwell in the valley of darkness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Guide each and every one of us. Lead us. Teach us. How to operate under the oil.
Amen.
Teach us how to operate in the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we want to be effective using our gifts. So we pray that the oil of the Holy Spirit be mingled with the gifts. Oh God, that we will accomplish great and mighty things in your name. That every work that we do will be for your satisfaction. That in the name of Jesus, the day we will stand before you, we will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Oh, yeah.
God, we pray in the name of Jesus. While we are doing wrong, we pray that you show us. Show us how to fix it. Show us how to correct it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that today the anointing will break and destroy the yoke. That in the name of Jesus, the chains will fall. Not only because of the gift, but because of the oil as well. We pray that every single shackles will come down, that the prison will be opened, that the door will be lifted on their hands. Lord, we pray that freedom, liberty will be experienced in this place this morning. Healing and the restoration of your people. Let it go forth, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. At this moment, if we do have someone in need of the knowing of the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, in case you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, in case you don't even know what it means to die and go to heaven, you don't know much about it, probably you have not accepted him. I will ask you to just come or just raise your hand where you are. Because today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. If everybody is saved here, let's just give the Lord a mighty clap.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we have anybody this morning in need of prayer, I will just ask you to come. Prayer is what we know how to do.
Amen.
That's why our name is House of Prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If there's anyone, if now, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you this morning.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you for all that you've done.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for all that you have not done.
Oh, yes.
For you are the wisest we know, and you make no mistake. So in Jesus' name, activate the gift.
Oh, yes.
Activate
Lord.
The oil.
Oh, yes.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That your people will be effective and satisfy you every step of the way. In Christ Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. And God's people say amen.
Amen.
Power and might.
Our vision, we are touching, transforming lives, communities, and nations with the power and love of Jesus Christ, bringing salvation and restoration. Our mission, House of Prayer International Ministries, is a place of refuge for all nations to provide instruction, leadership, inspiration, and encouragement to all, to equip its members for the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing restoration and wholeness to mankind. Thank you. Caught in my throat. A water break. Amen. I want to start by wishing and just saying to the fathers in the house, Happy Father's Day! We have some really special fathers in the house.
Yes,
we do. Amen, amen. I just thank God for my father who is here today. A wonderful daddy, Waddy, as I call him so lovingly, you know. And we have Sister Joyce's father. Yes, and my husband, father of my children. Father of the church.
Amen.
Does anybody want to say anything to their fathers? Anyone say any love words to their grandpops?
Love y'all.
Love everywhere. Just love. We don't want y'all to feel shaded compared to Mother's Day, but we want to let y'all know we love you and appreciate you and how you fulfill your God-given role and how you do it gracefully. So we just thank you for being who you are and who God created you to be.
Amen.
To be such a strong tower in our lives. We thank you. Amen. Are the children going to sing? No, okay. Just a quick announcement. This Friday, we will be having our all-night prayer, and we're going to continue with that theme, revival. All right? Revival. We're expecting God to continue to move. We're expecting the anointing to be released. Amen. So that you can stand with confidence to say, why you're anointed.
Amen.
Why you're anointed. And you know, I've just been telling my husband, I said, we're in the season of revival.
Mm-hmm.
Revival is not a church service.
Amen.
You know, it's an outpour. It's an encounter. It's a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reflecting. I remember when I was in a season of revival,
mm-hmm.
I found myself constantly in prayer, constantly just in the spirit, knowing things happen before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a realm that you get in when you find yourself in revival.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying Friday night is revival, you know, but we're coming to experience revival.
Amen.
So that thing is activated in your life individually. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We want the anointing on the members of House of Prayer International Ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we got a work to do. Because we are touching and transforming lives,
right.
Communities, and nations.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We got a job to do.
Amen.
Are there any testimonies in the house? It's so good to see my sister, who I love dearly. Kimberly, oh my goodness. Big kiss to you. We love you.
Amen.
We've been praying for you.
Amen.
Are there any testimonies?
Mm-hmm. I thank God. I just moved recently. I want to thank God for my family, everybody that's just supportive. Thank God for the miracle. You know, he drove the U-Haul truck to hell. I didn't think I could do it. I couldn't do it. So I thank God for everybody.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. This is kind of the pastor was talking about the division between anointing and gift. I think there's a scripture. Jesus say, "Don't follow after, don't run after the miracles." And then I thought about the scripture also. It departed from me. I never knew you. But the people say, "Well, but I did this, I did that." They had the gift to do these things, but they didn't know him. They wasn't anointed by him. They were put. I guess Jesus didn't want people running after miracles necessarily because there was so many trickery and other things going on that didn't have a part of the anointing. that you could just run after and fall in the fallen ditch because you're following some murder. Jesus wants you to have that anointing. You want to follow him. He is, when he said, the pastor say he is the, what the word the pastor used, that he is the, all wrapped up in one.
Amen.
Yeah, I try to think of what the pastor was saying when he was naming the different things.
The presence of God.
It's something he said that incorporate all in the one thing, you know.
Okay.
And you had to go say this. I don't know if it was a miracle worker or something about the miracle. Wonder.
He's the wonder drug.
Yeah. See, he's the wonder drug. So you just follow Jesus and these other things, you know, if you get added to you. He is the wonder drug. You know, you can name all the things that you want to name. I tell my wife I studied the word, the names of Jesus. But somebody said at the end, say, if you forget the name, just say Jesus. And you got all the names put right into the one thing, Jesus. You know, so the wonder drug, you know, is just everything is in that. If you forget, leave something else out, you know. But it was such a good message about connecting together, not separate. Because usually when you start getting the gifts, you start getting tired, you start getting elevated. Even Paul said himself, you know, that we, you know, I kept this thorn inside because he said I would have gotten a little big-headed because he did everything you can possibly do, you know. But there's one thing kept his feet on the ground, and he said himself, you know. So we thank God for an awesome message, and I got it too.
Amen. Any other testimonies?
Brother Sister Holly,
anything you guys would like to say?
Oh,
you're from Virginia.
Amen. Whoa.
Thank God
you're from
Virginia. My home. It's a blessing that we are here.
Amen.
And I want you to know that you serve an awesome God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank God for my husband and thank God for my daughter.
Amen.
She's, you know, when I get confused or either when I get upset, I call her. She said, Mom, calm down. She'll calm me down every time. She's just so special.
Amen. Oh, amen.
She is special. Yes, indeed. You know, I praise God for my family.
Amen.
Special. And now you're over there. My granddaughter, she is the great granddaughter. We came up and ever spent time with her. God is just so awesome.
Amen.
He knows exactly what we need.
Amen.
And who you need.
Amen.
My grandson Damaris over there, he is something else. I told him, I just love how he beat the drum and everything else. And then, you know, my family just glorious.
Hey!
It's good to be able to say these things about your family.
Oh, amen.
Some
amen.
Some like, my family is straight crazy.
And then they end it with, you can't choose your family, though. So I guess I gotta love them.
But to really be able to sing the praises of your family.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so we love your daughter, too. And your grandson. And we're coming to love your granddaughter who has visited us a few times. Amen. She jumped right in there. We have a lot of fun. Amen. All right. That's it. No other testimonies, comments? We're going to move to our offering time.
Amen.
If you need an envelope, we just have blank envelopes today. Just please put the date, your name, and where you want the money to go for. If you need an envelope, you can just lift up your hand. Minister Joyce, I'm going to ask you to come to the offertorium prayer.
Thank
God for being here. Amen. Thank God for the crew. We got a lot of people here today. we hope to have more, right? We're going to pray for more. Amen. We have to. Huh?
And more's coming.
And more's coming. Amen. But we ask that you guys not forget our building funds. We're still, you know, praying and asking God for a building. We ask that you continue to bless us with your missions because we have a lot of things going on for missions. We have a little boy in Togo, West Africa, who is trying to get a surgery, and the enemy is just blocking this young man. But we know that all things work together for good. And so we're just looking that when the surgeon is ready to do what he needs to do, that, as they say, all hands on deck, that we will pray for this young boy through this surgery. Because some of you are not aware, his hand is almost triple the size, and from what the pastor is saying is that the poison is going into his vital organs. And so we have been praying for this young boy ever since November when we got hold of the information. And so the enemy, he came in and he just, tore down all the machines for him to even have this operation. So we're just asking everyone to pray for Coley, because his name is Coley, that the Lord will do a miracle in his life. So, we ask that you pray with us.
Amen.
Pray with us for this time. And we ask everyone to stand as we pray over the offering. Let us bow our heads. Father, in your name, God, we just glorify you on this day, God. We're thankful, Lord, for the transition into this ministry of giving, God. We ask, God, that you bless those who are pouring out, God, into this ministry, God, that every seed, God, that has been planted in this ministry, God, will water those who are thirsty, God, that will give food to those who are hungry, God, shelter to those who have no home, Lord. But we are looking, God, for this seed to open up the doors to the nation, God, that the power and the word of God will break, God, the rocks, God, into pieces, Lord, and that, God, that deliverance will come to those who are seeking, God, to be set free. So, Father, bless the seeds that are going into this ministry, God. Lord, that we will be good stewards of them, and we will move according to your will and to your way. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Great is he has us. Great is he will do. Unto the Lord be the
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for grace and mercy that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you that we can come into your presence and experience you, O Father, and be transformed by your word. Lord, we thank you as we are ready to leave this place. Let your presence continue to follow your people.
Oh, yes.
Let your face continue to shine upon each and every one of us. Let the blood cover each and every one of us. Let the angel of the Lord go ahead of your people and prepare the week ahead of them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the doors be opened. Let favor go before
us. Yes.
In Jesus' name,